You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
We've got the lovely Max Harris on the line. Kia ora, Max. How are you this morning?
Yeah, kia ora, Rachel. I'm pretty well, thanks. And just wanted to say that was a lovely tribute to Rod Oram, who, yeah, I agree, was a really kind and committed man and did a lot of amazing work for environmental action and for the city for Auckland as well.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with Auckland this morning because there's some big stuff happening in Tamaki Makaurau. Long-term plan discussions are going on right now and actually feedback is being sought. Consultation is happening. Let's start with the basics. What is the long-term plan and why should people care about it, Max?
Yeah, so it's a 10-year plan for the future of what the council does. And it might sound a bit technical, but it actually locks in Auckland Council to some particular pathways for the next 10 years. And basically, the council this year has to sign off on that. And Wayne Brown has put forward a few options for consultation, as you said. People have got until the 28th of March. And there are some quite concerning options, and there's been quite a lot of discussion about what's in those options.
And so what's caught your eye from some of those concerns at the moment?
Yeah, so the first thing to say is there are three options. Wayne Brown presents his option as the central proposal, sort of making it sound like it's the middle of the road, just right proposal. One of the big parts of that proposal is selling off the remaining shares that Auckland Council has in Auckland Airport. There's also a proposal to put the port operations out to private lease to sell off that that port operation, and there are proposals for rolling asset sales targets. What that means is like selling off the public assets that Auckland Council owns. One of the proposals is $300 million worth of assets over 10 years. A more extreme proposal is $300 million over 3 years. So there's a lot of privatisation in this long-term plan, a lot of proposals to sell off these assets and take them out of public control. That's, I think, the point that's caused most concern.
And that's been something that's been discussed quite a lot when we've looked at some of the, I guess, the decisions that Wayne Brown has wanted to implement. It kind of since the start of his tenure, that's been, I think, a sticking point for a lot of people on, you know, different sides of the political spectrum about where Auckland should be going. What are some of the other options that are actually being outlined as potential moves that could offset that as a decision?
Well, there's a kind of do more option, which is about investing a little bit more in public services and not selling off the airport shares or the port. But actually, the options are framed so there's a little bit of selling off in all of them and not a lot of investing in public services and infrastructure. So I think it is really important that people in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, get out and submit on this. I think the reason it's important is, you know, these assets are in public control. A lot of the things that people enjoy in Auckland come from years of public investment. You know, think about the town hall or the art gallery or your local park. And once these assets are sold, they're unlikely ever to be coming back.
It's going to be an interesting one to see this unfold. Do you think people are going to engage with this? It's always quite hard to get people to rally around a feedback form. Is it something that you see people potentially overlooking over the next wee while?
Yeah, I think it's hard because people understandably don't know what the long-term plan is, and it's not very easy to get into it. It's a long document online, but the submission form is quite short. And what I'd encourage people to do is just jump on and just do a short submission if you can. Also, there's an ongoing process from March to June where the councillors decide on the form of that long-term plan. And people could get in touch with their councillors, just have a look at the email addresses that are online, send a message about what you want in the future of Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. And I would love to see more engagement with local politics. And I don't think it's our fault that it seemed quite inaccessible for so long.
Well, let's talk about, I guess, central government stuff. There's a lot going on there at the moment. But one thing that has really caught my eye over the last couple of weeks is this fast-track consenting bill that's going through at the moment, going through under urgency, which is a conversation in and of itself. But also, it's going to mean basically much less time for environmental groups and other interested parties to feedback on whether certain proposals from the government around mining, for example, or extracting resource on national parks, as an example, is something that is appropriate or suitable. What's been some of the headlines for you from this piece of information coming out of government?
Yeah, you're totally right. It gives less time, but it also gives less protection for these big development projects, so less environmental protection, less conservation protection. So this bill is proposing to kind of sweep aside protections in the Wildlife Act and the Conservation Act, and I think that's been a cause of concern for environmental groups. And there's also been commentary by Bernard Hickey on how this is centralising a lot of power in the hands of basically three ministers, Chris Bishop, Simeon Brown and Shane Jones. And he's compared this to Muldoon times, you know, the Prime Minister Robert Muldoon, who centralised a lot of power to try to get things done controversially. And I think this is something worth talking about. The COVID fast track legislation basically allowed expert panels to make the final call on sped up projects. What this proposed bill does is actually demotes the expert panel. It keeps the expert panel, but it says the expert panel can only recommend things to ministers, and then ministers can decide to basically take a different view, and a lot of power is centralized in ministers. So I think those have been two of the big criticisms, as well as the speed of it. It removes a lot of these backstop protections, which could open the door, as you say, to some quite damaging projects, that it centralises power. And one other thing is that there's no Treaty of Waitangi clause in the bill at the moment. There's no, and there are a lot of problems around protections of Māori rights in this bill, in particular that it protects groups that have already got treaty settlements, but there are a number of groups that haven't settled yet, that the bill looks likely to damage or bring into question. So yeah, there's a lot to talk about in this bill.
There is. And just briefly before we let you go, Max, what are your thoughts around the way we're seeing the government use urgency as a way to pass legislation at the moment? Because it does feel like it is a tool or a lever that they're pulling pretty regularly.
Yeah, it's unfortunately a tool that governments on both sides of the aisle have used in recent years, but we are seeing a huge amount of it from this government. I mean, what it means is that there's not a lot of debate about these really far-reaching laws that are sometimes kind of changing our constitutional landscape. Obviously, not all of us engage with Parliament, not all of us submit to select committee, but what it does is it stops the media from taking the time to pore over these bills. It stops experts having time from picking up problems in these bills. And I think it means that we're likely to have worse quality laws. And that means, you know, worse quality outcomes when we look at, like, the infrastructure around us, when we look at the services. And I worry that, yeah, a few years down the track, you know, we're going to be lamenting some of these laws because they were rushed through.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Max. It's been great to have you on the show. We will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Thanks, Rachel. Have a good one.
Kia ora.
Thank you, Ted.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.